Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
Going on, welcome into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. I am your host, as always, Jackson Schneider, and we are here for episode 143 of our show today, and we've got a lot to get into with a couple of really fun guests for our show today. We'll be joined by the head golf coach of the Newman Jets, Inlon Flippo, to wrap up the spring season for the Jets on the links. We'll also visit with someone who is a face of Newman University, one of the staples of our institution, in the director of student life, in Joshua Schenecker-Prilliman, who has literally worn every hat and, I guess, mascot head in existence on this campus. He's been a student athlete. He is obviously works in student life. He's worked as a admissions counselor. He was the mascot for a while. Like, you'll want to hear his story. It's so much fun, and he's such a great interview, and we're so excited to have him on our show here coming up in just a little bit. But before we get to our interviews today, a couple of fun things to get into. As we mentioned, golf season is wrapping up. Earlier this week, the men's golf team competed at the MIAA Championship in Jefferson City, Missouri, and the Jets finished the tournament in ninth, but they finished the season in sixth place in the MIAA standings, which is the best finish ever for the Newman Jet men's golf team, and Coach Flippo and them doing some great work. But along with that, the MIAA released its all MIAA men's golf honors, and Charlie Townsend of the Jets was selected to that all conference team after he finished 13th in the MIAA's individual standings. It's his highest finish ever, and he earned his highest finish ever at the Tiger Classic, coming in second place with a 212 in that tournament. And then at the MIAA Championship, he brought in 33rd place with a total score of 224 through three rounds of play. So he earned a total of 13.5 points through the season, which helped pave the way for his all-conference selection. So congratulations to Charlie Townsend. On top of that, we've got a couple of really cool things going on around Newman and around the MIAA. Of course, this coming out on Friday, April 25th. Tomorrow is MIAA night at the K. If you're a Royals fan, if you're a baseball fan, if you want to support the MIAA and support Newman University, get your butt up to Kauffman Stadium. It's going to be beautiful weather. Royals playing great baseball right now, and you're going to be surrounded by great baseball fans and fans of all MIAA schools for MIAA night. And if you buy the theme ticket, you can put in for your school. Obviously, you can put in for Newman, and you'll get a Royals and Newman co-branded bucket hat. And if you haven't seen what they look like, they are pretty darn sweet. I got a hat last year, the baseball cap, and I wear it all the time. But it's not too late to get your tickets. They're at royals.com/MIAA. And on top of that, Newman's going to be hosting a tailgate in Lot N, so you can go to that and join your fellow Jets fans and have some burgers and hot dogs and some drinks before the game, and then hang out with all the MIAA fans inside of the K. So the Royals and the Astros on Saturday night at 6 o'clock from Kauffman Stadium for MIAA night at the K. And then just announced earlier this week, the 41st annual Jet Open Charity Golf Tournament will be back this year. It's going to be Monday, August 4th. And You will get to obviously partake in great golf at the beautiful Rolling Hills Country Club, but it's for a great cause to help the Jets Athletics Department fundraise for the upcoming year. There are sponsorship opportunities that are available for your businesses. And if you want to compete as a team, you can do that as well. And there'll be two different tee times, a morning and an afternoon shotgun start with, you know, drinks and lunch provided, and obviously great fun games on the course as well. So if you want more information on that, you can go to newmanjets.com. But let's get into our show. I'm too eager to keep talking to you. You got to hear from some of our great guests today. Obviously, we mentioned Joshua Scheneker-Perlman, who's the Director of Student Life at Newman University. Very excited for you to hear his interview because he is an absolute blast, and we'll be sure to have him on more in the future of our show. And then, of course, after that, we'll hear from the head golf coach of the Newman Jets in Lon Flippo. That's coming up next here on the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider, pleased to be joined over the phone now by the Director of Student Activities and Student Life at Newman, Joshua Scheneker-Perlman. And Josh, first of all, welcome to the JetCast. You are a first-time guest for me on this show, and I am so excited to have you on because just in leading up to us hitting record, I've already had a blast talking with you over the phone. And I know you have so much excitement for Newman, but first of all, welcome to the show and thank you for joining us.
This is going to be a pleasure. I can't believe I listen as much as I can. And when I got the message today asking if I would do this, it's a no brainer for me.
Well, it's a no brainer for us as well, because you have such great ties to the university and in a lot of different ways. But I wanted to start off by just kind of asking you your journey to Newman, and that for you goes back to being a student and then into now with your position in student life. So tell us the journey of Josh coming to Newman.
Oh, the journey of Josh. I was here as a freshman in the fall of 2010, which at this point in my life feels like forever ago. But, you know, I think that's the thing when we talk about journeys, right? When I was looking at colleges, I needed a college. I needed a Catholic school. I wanted a small Catholic school and somewhere that I could at least bowl, because I had picked up bowling when I was a junior in high school. And I needed somewhere I could bowl, and I was thinking about getting a degree in theology. So that was kind of the parameters. I lived in Kansas City, which basically left me Benedictine College or Newman U. And really what ended up happening was I ended up picking Newman just because I had family ties down here, and I got to call myself a collegiate athlete, and I still got to study theology. But what ended up getting even more interesting is I changed my degree 3 months before school started, to art. And I went into design thinking I wanted to design video games. So literally, even before my journey at Newman started, I went from theology to design. And I just want, you know, I was still coming to Newman, still going to bowl. So at least that was consistent. But by the time I graduated, I not only kept my art degree, But I then by the end of it, I had become the school's first ever scholarship mascot, which I will tell you, Billy Murphy, the head bowling coach here, was a big influence on that. But that's not exactly a journey anybody expected me to take in my 4 years, which, again, it was perfect timing for me. It was a perfect atmosphere. It's probably where I needed to be anyway. Finished out my 4 years here. I graduated. I went back to Kansas City, did a little work, went back to school a little bit. But long story short, I took the 8-year road back, went through food service, retail, car sales. Ended up running into Dr. Kathleen Jagger at my last job, and she came into a meeting and said, you know, I met this young man who said he was an alum. He said he was on the bowling team. He was on art. He said something about being the mascot. And, Joanna Fryer was like, oh, that's Josh. And so by that, I ended up getting a call from our admissions department in, 2022. And, you know, after a few interviews, I started my adventure off in the admissions department on campus, worked on recruiting students to come to school here. And then after about a year and a few months, I applied for the director of student activities position because my supervisor in admissions thought this is where I needed to be. And, you know, now it's been 2 years and this is where I've been and been loving every minute of it.
Well, it's so funny. Your journey took you into not only college athletics, but into the mascot side of things, because I feel like both of those aspects of your journey tie so well into where you're at right now, because Newman being the school that it is so centered around athletics, and so many students partake in the, you know, sports, and that's such a big part of it. But then the thing that I love about Newman is it's students supporting students. You know, you go to a basketball game and the baseball team is there and they're cheering, you know, their friends on, their classmates on. And you're a big part of that, you know, drumming up the support and making sure that that cycle continues of students supporting students. But how do you feel like your journey kind of helped prepare you for, you know, your role now in student life and you know, how you've been able to continue to elevate the student experience here at Newman?
You know, that's a hard and easy question to answer. I think that's kind of an interesting one. You know, with everybody's journey, you know, I think it's always everybody's journey dictates kind of how they behave and the road they walk. Not only was my journey as a student here interesting between being an art major, being in athletics, I mean, those two worlds in general don't really, like, schedule-wise, don't collide very well. I spent a lot of time working on art projects, so being a bowler and trying to perfect my craft there as well as perfect my craft artistically was hard. But I had all the support in the world with that. Like, I had some of the, like, greatest people around me that just wanted to see me succeed. And it wasn't just my friends, but, you know, it was the people that I, you know, even if I didn't have best friends on the basketball team, they saw me all the time. Like, I saw them. I was around them. I passed them in the hallway. I passed them on campus. So the support there was just, we all just wanted to see each other do well. We wanted to see everybody be great. We wanted to see everybody do amazing things. And I think part of that for me comes even when you look further back. Like, I'm the youngest of three boys. My mom and dad worked their butts off for the three of us. But, you know, we gave our heart and soul for everything. I mean, we grew up playing sports, and it was always, if you're going to play something, you're going to go out and give your heart. You're going to give your best. Because if you're not going to give your best and you're not going to try your hardest, to us, there was no reason, no point in trying. And so there's just some of that when we talk about journeys and how does that set me up, right? Everybody in my life that I have come across that I have surrounded myself with, I've surrounded myself with people that want to give their very best for the people that they spend their time with. My family does that. My friends do that. The students that I work with currently in student life, we've created this kind of environment and this mentality that everything we're doing, we don't do it for us, it's for the people around us. It's for the community we live in, for the community that we want to live in. Everything we do isn't for us, it's going to be for somebody else, it's going to be for lifting other people up. And I think that's the whole thing. I think when you look at my family, when you look at my college experience, the people that have helped me get here are now, I'm trying to do what they've done for me for everybody else.
Again, we're visiting with Joshua Schenecker Proleman of the Newman Student Activities and Student Life Department. He's the director of Student Life. Now, for our listeners, Josh, what does that entail, that being the director of Student Life? What all does that entail for you?
So I get to oversee the clubs. I say oversee, I say that very broadly. I'm never in a position to tell them exactly what they need to do, how they need to behave. I kind of call myself the ultimate advisor. I like to try to keep people like within the vision of what they want for their club. So like we have a club called the Hispanic American Leadership Organization. And my goal is to, with them, and my job within the director, is to help them reach their goals, is to help them stay focused on the vision, and whenever they're planning events, help them properly plan events. So within clubs like that, I'm trying to make sure that they advertise, they schedule their time, that they really work on inviting other people within that and building a community. We do have student life planned events like our color run. We have a thing coming up towards the end of the semester called Spring Fling. Really at the end of the day, my job is about getting people, actively engaged in things outside of their normal schedule. If they want to do certain activities, if they want to see a certain activity on campus, if they want to learn a new skill, if somebody like wants to learn pottery or how to, you know, make stuff out of clay, I can help create an event that centers around doing that. If they want to get more physically active, I help plan events with that. If we want to be outside on campus, if we want to go off campus. In fact, on the 26th of April, we're taking students off campus to go paintballing because that has been, asked for plenty of times. So really my job is just really to get people actively engaged outside of their academic and athletic life.
That's such a cool position though, because I know one thing from being around Newman Athletics, and it's that these kids on this campus, they have so much energy and they are so entertaining. So I'm sure that's a blast for you to just to be a part of that environment and to get to know some of the kids on this campus and to help build those relationships and get them, you know, out and engaged in their community. How cool is it for you to see kids come to this campus and come out of their shell and just kind of grow into the person that they become?
Oh, there's no feeling like it. It's kind of that growing moment. Like, I think we all look at the people around us. I mean, even if it's friends, coworkers, and we always look at certain people and we go, man, there's so much more to that person. I just need them to push. I want them to come out of their shell just a little bit. And that's what it's like for me. There are just so many students that I see that, that they either come into my office or I might catch them just on walking across campus and I get in a conversation with them. And they start sharing ideas and they start sharing things that they'd like to see or they'd like to do or be a part of. And just to kind of give them that little nudge, sometimes that's all it takes is to get that stone rolling. And I'll tell you what, some of these students that just, they're either nervous about taking that leap, or they're nervous about maybe failing even just a little bit. But the moment they jump with 2 feet into the deep end, I'll tell you what, man, these students have grown, and just watching them grow and watching their skills develop that, again, aren't necessarily with their major, that aren't necessarily with their sport, but just watching them develop into more well-rounded human beings, there's no feeling like it. I mean, that's the stuff that keeps me coming back to work. That's the kind of energy that makes me be able to work a day, a full day of work, go home, change clothes, put on the face paint for a basketball game, for a volleyball game, for soccer, for baseball, softball, for any of that stuff, and just be here for another 3-4 hours.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the face paint, because I've seen you in the crowd, and you get pretty rowdy. You get the shoulder pads on. I've seen the whole outfit, and it is so fun. But I wanted to know, you know, what inspired that for you? And I think in learning a little bit more about you, some of your past history might have played into that to bring that energy to the sidelines for some basketball and volleyball games here recently.
Oh, man, we're going to hit this side of me. All right. So, like I said, I was born in the 90s. I'm the youngest of three boys. And one of the big popular things in the 90s was professional wrestling and the Monday Night Wars between WWE and WCW. And what ended up happening was, just as I'm around watching this on TV and I'm spending time wrestling with my brothers, I became just this fan of these larger-than-life characters that, you know, they just were loud and they were brash and they were passionate about, you know, obviously on TV, whatever they were saying. But, you know, there were guys that painted their face like the Ultimate Warrior, and you had the Legion of Doom who would walk out and they'd have these black and red shoulder pads on with spikes. And that stuff, like, that's just entertaining, and it's inspiring to see these. They're not superheroes. It's not in a comic book. These are real life people that look like this. And that stuff has just stuck with me forever. I didn't watch wrestling for about 5 years, but I got back into it in the late 2000s. And I've just been so attached to it. It's been something that's been a part of me. It's, to some degree, I think there's the theatrical part of it, is I get to put on the face paint. I get to put on the shoulder pads, the wig, and even if it's for 2 hours, I'm not just Joshua Schenecker Perlman, the director of student activities, the guy that works at Newman University. I get to be the super fan. I get to be the guy that wants to be as loud as I can, because hopefully if I am rowdy and loud and energetic, whoever's playing will feel it, and that they'll just take that energy and they'll put it in the game, and it will help elevate them, whether it's winning the game, whether it's perform better. You know, I that's just where that all came from. And I think that's, again, that's part of, we talk about my journey. I, being passionate about your teams, being passionate about who I'm rooting for, being a fan, like, that was important. I mean, I can remember in the 90s being in the basement of the house on the watching the big screen TV when Michael Jordan and the Bulls were in the final. I mean, that was an event just to get to watch people play basketball. And it's just carried over for me that I don't have to be the guy that's in slacks and a polo shirt. I can go home. I can put on normal clothes. I can be crazy. I can be out there in the hopes that, again, I'm going to help them feel better. I'm going to help them loosen them up, or maybe they'll just get inspired and passionate. But there's also the hope that maybe if I'm in the crowd, there's going to be somebody somewhere, whether it's another student or whether it's maybe a 5, 6, 7-year-old child that sits there and looks at their mom and says, hey, next time we come to the game, can I paint my face too? to me, that's just about, it's just a part of being a fan. And it's what I love to do, because it just allows me to be something else for a few hours.
It's awesome. It's such a cool thing that you do, and you bring the energy every time I see you in Fugate Gym. It's so fun, Josh. But the last couple things I got for you are looking towards the future for you in the student life office at Newman. But the end of the school year is quickly approaching. What do you have on deck for students and student activities here as the school year wraps up?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We're getting really busy towards the end of this year. Like I said, on the 26th, we're going paintballing. You know, it's going to be a little painful, but some of the students are ready for it. They're hoping that their coaches come out, because this is their time for revenge just a little bit. but you know, we've got, We have a few events coming up where we're celebrating different food holidays throughout the year. We're still finishing up kind of planning that. We have our spring fling on May 9th, in which we're going to have like a rock wall. We're going to have a balloon twister. We're going to have a guy making fresh lemonade, face painters. After that, we have our breakfast and bingo event, which is always a huge event. That is our big event at the end of the semester that is just allowing students to come, play, have a good time, win some awesome prizes. We have a group called the Sloppy Joe's Improv Group, which is putting on a show again on the 9th at the very end of the day at 10 o'clock at night. We have a Disney trivia night coming up on May 5th for the students. I get to run that one because we get to see who knows what I know. And then we actually had a new club get finished up, getting created and approved here. It's the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, which I'm super proud of them. And they're actually having their inaugural barbecue on May 8th from 3 to 6, where people can just come out, get a burger, spend some time with everybody, see what they're trying to plan for next year, and try to get some people that are interested in being part of a community that comes together, not because they're just athletes, or not just because they're students, but they're coming together because they want to grow their faith and they want to grow their community at the same time. So we got a lot of stuff. I mean, we got some clubs doing some stuff, just getting together, having some snacks, getting to know each other. We have a group called the Psych Club that's even having a movie night here towards the end of the year, just to get people together right before finals, help them relax a little bit. So we're getting busy, but we're making sure that we're keeping our eye on the target for graduation.
Absolutely. Still some business to take care of in the classroom before we can get, you know, the summer fun truly underway. But Josh, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it. Could you let our listeners know how they can get into contact with you if they've got questions about Newman student life or activities that may be coming up?
Absolutely. If you, we always say I'm one of the easiest guys to get a hold of. If you happen to be a student, you can always, you know, get a hold of me through Instagram stuff. We have Student Affairs on Instagram. If you're on GroupMe, there's the GroupMe for Student Life. There's a GroupMe for the Campus Activities Board. It's called CAB. You can get a hold of me there. Or you can always just use my email, PRILLIMANJ@NewmanU.com. So PRILLIMANJ@NewmanU.edu. We're very accessible. If you need to, if you don't get a hold of me through those, you can always just stop by Student Affairs. We'll get you pointed in the right direction, even if we're not the ones you're looking for.
Awesome. Josh, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it. We'll catch up with you again soon here.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Pleasure. Thank you for having me on. And as always, red and blue through and through, I will forever be Newman U.
Love it. That's Josh Shenaker-Prilliman. He is the Director of Student Life here at Newman University. Always appreciate his time. We'll take a quick break and be back with more on the JetCast right after this.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's DONDLINGER.BIZ. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Hi, this is Marisa Compton, head coach of Newman Jets Volleyball. Show your support for the Navy in Red by grabbing your officially licensed Newman Jets apparel at NUJetsGear.com. Your purchase directly supports Newman student athletes. Choose from a wide variety of styles and colors featuring NU's official logos. Show your Jet pride at Fugate Gymnasium, McCarthy Field, and all over Wichita with Newman Jets apparel from NUJetsGear.com. That's NUJetsGear.com.
Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider pleased to be joined once again over the phone by Newman head golf coach Lon Flippo after the conclusion of the season for both of his teams. And, Coach, it's been a long couple of weeks with a lot of hard work put in from you and your team. And you know, I just want to start here. You know, 2 years for you at Newman now in the books. How proud are you of the growth of this program?
I'm very excited, Jackson, about where we were 2 years ago to where we are now. Every player has improved. I was just taking a look at scoreboard rankings. Every player has improved in stroke average. Teams improved in stroke overall average and placement. And we just had a, you know, overall we've had tremendous growth, and we're really excited about that as well as the future.
Well, let's go back to just a couple of days ago now, because that's probably still fresh on your mind. The men competed at the MIAA championships in Jefferson City, Missouri, at the Jefferson City Country Club, and it was kind of a weird start. You know, weather impacted that, so it changed the schedule. You had to have 36 holes on one of the days. Tell me how the team handled that adversity and just your thoughts on the MIAA championships.
Yeah, it was indeed a weather kind of fiasco with tornadoes being spotted in the area, heavy rain and delays and everything. We, you know, we had to kind of modify everything, but we handled it pretty well. I mean, we played great on 36 holes for Tuesday. It just unfortunately didn't go as well as we wanted on Wednesday for the final day, which you know, cost us some spots in the tournament itself. But, you know, we had players, you know, just staying level, staying focused, trying to get through it. I mean, sometimes it just doesn't go well. And, you know, but our guys have always had an ability, a tenacity to just fight through any kind of conditions, any kind of situation. And that's really been our persistence and our determination. It was a real trademark for this team, and it really led to a lot of our success.
You had a lot of guys that were putting forth strong outings, and you know, Charlie Townsend even earned all MIAA honors. I wonder, you know, to have guys like that that have worked so hard and, as you mentioned earlier, have improved so much over the last few months, especially to earn an all-league honor, what that can do to build not only, you know, Charlie's confidence, but to build the confidence in this team that has a lot of bright futures ahead.
Yeah, you know, we're really excited that Charlie is our first all-MIAA conference player. And since we joined the MIAA, I also, you know, had Braxton Muldoon and Chase Martell, you know, essentially in the top 25 as well. Both of them were tremendous players, especially Chase Martell, our senior, our lone senior. We're going to have four starters back, Jackson, so we're really excited about that. And Chase just, you know, led us coming from about a 79 average, stroke average that, finishing the year this year like a 73. That's a remarkable turnaround in 2 years, winning the tournament, several top five places and things, and just helped really set the tone for us to get, you know, other players like Charlie and Braxton to play really great. And then that led to our success all throughout the year. As you know, Jackson, in the men's side of things, you know, there's designated events and points are earned all throughout the year. And while we didn't have the best round on Wednesday, overall we finished sixth in the conference out of 11 teams. That's the best finish in the history of Newman Golf in the MIAA. We're very proud of that. We had a 297.2 scoring average. That's an improvement of 18 strokes from last year. And then probably the most exciting thing was that we went from being ranked 176th last year. So we currently set 96th, and the final rankings will come on Monday, but we don't anticipate that changing a lot. So, again, an 80-point climb in the standings in just 1 year. We're really proud of these young men.
Absolutely, and that's just a testament to the hard work that they've been putting in, because I know it's not easy to just get better at the sport of golf overnight. You have to work and work and work, and especially when you live and play in Kansas, you got to deal with a lot of weather and you got to spend a lot of time in the simulator. So that tells me that your team has put in so much work over the last several months and especially this year to make a jump like that. But how do you see this team growing into the future? You mentioned having four starters back for next year, and I know you've got some exciting recruits coming to Wichita in the future, but what's the vision for the future on the men's side?
Well, it's a great mix of having, you know, four starters returning and, you know, four or five freshmen coming in. So it set a really good tone for leadership, a work ethic, you know, what it's going to take. And, you know, the goal for our returners is, you know, every one of them got 2 to 3 strokes better. And, you know, that's what we're going to continue to strive for next year. And, you know, when you see something and you see the growth in the game, it's a whole lot easier to make the next step to see where you want to be. And watching other people get awards, watching people get trophies as a team has done nothing but motivate our players. And we really anticipate having a tremendous season next year.
Now, on the women's side, there's been a lot of growth as well. And I know they've been working just as hard to continue improving. But I'm curious your thoughts on the ladies and the work that they put on this year as well.
It was probably one of the most horrific springs for weather that our ladies had to face in many, many years. Every tournament was at least 15 mile an hour, if not 20 to 25 all day long, just never abating. We were in Missouri. We were in Nebraska. We were, you know, just all over the Midwest. It didn't matter where we went, Jackson. It was terrible. Cold many times. The conference championship, I've never seen scores so high for overall for women because there's just the conditions were deplorable. But, you know, we've got a group of young women that really just were determined to play as good as they could play, fight the weather. They never once groused and complained about it. Sure, they probably – they did it behind my back, but, you know, they weren't vocal about it because they just know that that's what they got to deal with. And they're some of the toughest young women in sports, women golfers, because, you know, they're out there sometimes 6 to 8 hours playing, sometimes 2 rounds, and in those kind of conditions. And it's very difficult to manage your spirit, your body, your mind. And they did a great job. And we didn't have as much improvement as we wanted, like standing wise, but we did improve. And, you know, we're only losing one senior. We've got everybody back and we've got 4 new freshman ladies coming in. Again, it's all kind of been part of my plan to mix young players with veterans, to see leadership, to see what it takes to get to the next level. And we're tremendously excited for, the next season with our women.
Now, take me through, Coach, what the future looks like, because the school year is winding down. Now the season's behind you. Do you get to, you know, get the team on the course maybe to just kind of close it out? Do you get to have a little fun with the team here down the stretch of the school year? Take me through what the next couple of weeks looks like before everybody heads home for the summer.
Well, they're invited to go out and do what they want to do, but we organized practices will be done. But we're going to have a couple team parties, and we're going to have a work day out at Teradyne where we're going to go out and help clean up the course, and just a way we can contribute back as Newman University to the greater cause of just people who support our program. And, you know, they got to focus on getting their academics done, and, boy, it'll go by quick. They'll be in the summer. And then, boy, we're right back at it again late August, and everyone's pretty chomping at the bit, excited about that.
Absolutely. I'm already excited. And before that, you know, in between, we got the Jet Open coming up, which I know you always have fun at. We saw you there out on the course last summer. Did you take home the title?
You know, not on a team-wise, but, boy, I drained some long bombs, and I'm going to look to do that again and have some fun for sure. I invite everyone to come out to Jet Open. It's going to be great.
Absolutely. I got to find a way to get you on my team. That's what I want.
I'm available, and I'm right now available on the morning session, so sign me up.
I like it. I'll see what I can do. Well, Coach Filippo, I appreciate the time. As always, it's such a blast catching up with you, and it's been so fun to see the progress that you and this team have made now over 2 seasons, and I look forward to the future.
Thanks, Jackson. We appreciate everything you do to help Newman Golf and Newman Athletics. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Pleasure is all mine, Coach. That's, again, Lon Filippo, the head golf coach of your Newman Jets. We'll take a quick break and wrap up the show right after this.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
Ah! What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Hi, this is Marisa Compton, head coach of Newman Jets Flyball. Show your support for the Navy in Red by grabbing your officially licensed Newman Jets apparel at NUJetsGear.com. Your purchase directly supports Newman student athletes. Choose from a wide variety of styles and colors featuring NU's official logos. Show your Jet pride at Fugate Gymnasium, McCarthy Field, and all over Wichita with Newman Jets apparel from NUJetsGear.com. That's NUJetsGear.com.
Final segment of the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider with you today as we wrap up our show. And before we get into what's coming up this week in Newman Athletics, I want to give a big shout out to our guests today on the show. Of course, Josh Schenecker-Prilliman, who is the Director of Student Life here at Newman. Really enjoyed catching up with him. If you've been around Newman Athletics or Newman University in general, you know Josh. You've seen Josh. He's an incredible guy, amazing personality, and it was about time we had him on the show. So I really appreciate him taking the time to catch up with us over the phone on this week's show. And then, of course, head golf coach Lon Flippo, who's been on the show plenty this spring, and for good reason, with the great improvements and growth that the Newman Golf Program has seen over the last 2 years now under his direction. And it's always a blast to talk with him. And hey, maybe, just maybe, sparked myself a partner for the upcoming Jet Open, which of course is now open for registration. So if you're looking to get some golf in over the summer and support Newman University, Newman Athletics, again, the 41st annual Jet Open Charity Golf Tournament is open for registration. You can go to NewmanJets.com. There's information all over the website. The event is set for Monday, August 4th, and we'll have two different tee times. There'll be a morning time and a afternoon time. Both will be shotgun starts, but the morning session will be early morning, 7:30 a.m., and then the afternoon will start at 12:30, and of course there's going to be food and prizes and drinks and lots of fun stuff as a part of that. So be sure to check it out and look into it if you're free. If you want to take a day off work, spend some time on the links, hang out with me and my favorite Jet people, the Jet Open is the way to go. And if you have any questions, you can also email Billy Murphy, who's the interim athletics director here at Newman. His email is murphyb@newmanu.edu. That's murphyb@newmanu.edu. Now, let's get into the upcoming schedule in Newman Athletics. And the spring seasons are starting to wind down a bit, but that doesn't mean there's not any action going on. Here on Friday, men's and women's tennis were taking on Nebraska Kearney in action today. And as this comes out on Friday evening, we'll tell you the results of that one. Both teams falling to UNK, the men's team dropping 1-5-2, while the women fall 6-1. Softball in action this afternoon in a doubleheader against top five ranked Central Oklahoma. And that action going on out at the NU softball fields as we speak. And then this evening, Newman Baseball opens up their final road series of the season as they head out to Topeka to take on the Washburn Ichabods Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday game at 5 o'clock, and the Saturday game will be at 2, with the Sunday contest starting at 1 o'clock as well. On Saturday, women's tennis will be back in action at home, 11 a.m. They'll take on Fort Hays State in action. And then coming up next week, on April 30th, that Wednesday, men's tennis will be in action in Springfield, Missouri, competing in the MIAA tournament, competing against the conference's best. And then next week, the final home baseball series of the season will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, as Newman will host another top five ranked team. This will be currently third ranked team in the country in Division II in the University of Central Missouri. Thursday at 3, Friday at 2, and then Saturday at 1 p.m. And then women's tennis on Friday will head to Springfield as well, as they'll compete in the MIAA Women's Tennis Championships over the weekend on the road. That'll be all weekend long. And that's all we got for the final week of April into the first few days of May. And before you know it, sports wrapping up here at Neumann University. The year has flown by for me, and I'm sure for all of our coaches and student athletes, and for you as fans as well. But lots to look forward to in the coming weeks as the year wraps up. And then, of course, we'll start gearing up for next year, which will be even bigger, even better here at Neumann University. But as always, thanks so much for tuning in to the JetCast and for episode 143 of our show. It's always a blast to catch up with you, but be on the lookout for more as we wrap up the school year in the coming weeks. I'm Jackson Schneider. Thanks so much for tuning in to the JetCast here on the Neumann Jets Audio Network.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Neumann University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Neumann University.